Bank of America's bull and bear indicator hitting 9.5 is the financial headline of the week, and I want to explain why that number matters. BofA runs this indicator to measure market sentiment. When it's at or near 10, it's a contrarian signal that the market is dangerously overbought and sentiment is too uniformly bullish. The last time it hit this extreme was in 2021, shortly before the market peaked and entered a significant correction. Contrarian indicators don't tell you when a correction will happen, but they tell you that the margin of safety has eroded. The simultaneous fact that real 30-year Treasury rates, adjusted for inflation, are at their highest since 2008 means bond markets are pricing in persistent inflation and continued Fed tightening. That combination, equity markets at peak optimism and bond markets pricing in sustained rate pressure, is historically a precursor to volatility.
The Reuters reporting on Trump promoting the stock market while most Americans aren't actually invested is the distributional angle that matters for understanding the political economy. About 58% of Americans own equities, but that ownership is heavily concentrated. The top 10% of households own approximately 87% of all stock market wealth. When the S&P futures are at 7,620 and rising, the people who experience that as meaningful wealth appreciation are disproportionately already wealthy. The political implication is that market-based economic messaging has limited resonance for a substantial portion of the electorate that doesn't hold significant equity positions.
The Texas Stock Exchange, beginning live trading on Friday, is a genuinely novel development in American capital markets. The Texas Stock Exchange, backed by BlackRock and Citadel Securities, among others, has been positioning itself explicitly as a less regulated alternative to NYSE and NASDAQ, particularly appealing to energy companies and others who find the current exchange environments politically hostile. Whether it can attract significant listing volume remains to be seen, but the fact that it's now operational with live trading moves it from concept to competition.
The USDA cutting the U.S. wheat forecast to the smallest crop since 1970 is the commodity story with the broadest human impact. Global wheat markets are already stressed by the Ukraine conflict. Ukraine and Russia combined typically account for around 28% of global wheat exports. Adding a domestic American production shortfall of this magnitude means reduced supply in global markets. At a moment when geopolitical disruptions have already reduced Russian export flows. The populations most exposed to wheat price increases are in North Africa and the Middle East, exactly the regions whose stability is already under pressure from the Iran conflict's economic ripple effects.
Hybrid vehicles surging 19.4% in the first half of 2026, while battery EV sales fell 25.1%, is an auto market story that reflects the policy discontinuity of removing the federal EV tax credit. The credit's removal effectively added several thousand dollars to the purchase price of battery electric vehicles overnight. Hybrids, which don't require the same infrastructure investment from buyers and deliver meaningful fuel savings without charging infrastructure dependence, fill that value gap. Tesla's decision to clear its entire Model S and X line for Optimus production looks even riskier in this environment. They're exiting the premium sedan market precisely when the broader EV category is contracting.
Amazon settling a lawsuit and allowing users to seek $200 million from casino app makers is a story about digital marketplace liability that has broader implications. The settlement acknowledges some form of Amazon's platform responsibility for the behavior of apps sold through its ecosystem. That framework, where marketplace operators bear some liability for the downstream behavior of products they distribute, is contested in courts across multiple jurisdictions and has significant implications for how app stores, streaming platforms, and social media companies think about the products they host.
The AI tools, driving a record 3 million plus business applications in the first half of 2026, up 17% from the same period in 2025, is the optimistic business formation story. AI has dramatically lowered the cost of starting a business. Things that used to require hiring designers, lawyers, accountants, and marketers can now be partially handled by AI tools that cost a fraction of those professional services. Whether this business formation wave translates into durable employment and revenue is the open question. Business formations often peak before contractions, as people who lose jobs try to create their own income, so the 17% increase needs to be interpreted carefully.